In certain situations, applicants can request a spin change. Spin changes can be corrective or operational. A corrective spin change is when there's a change that's clerical in nature and has nothing to do with the applicant's selection of the service provider. For example, you'll make a corrective spin change if you've entered the incorrect spin on an FCC Form 462. In this case, the same service provider is selected, only the spin is changed. Some service providers have multiple spins, so this is a common type of corrective spin change. Another example of a corrective spin change is an update to a spin after a merger or acquisition of a service provider. An operational spin change happens when you need to actually change the service provider associated with an FRN. This is different from a corrective spin change because you are electing not to continue with the current service provider after commitment and presumably after competitive bidding occurred. Operational spin changes can be requested when the applicant has a legitimate reason to change service providers, such as a breach of contract or non-performance by the service provider. You must choose a new service provider based on competitive bidding if multiple bids were received. The newly selected service provider must have received the next highest point value in bid evaluation. Changing service providers because the services are available at a lower cost or because you no longer want to engage the current service provider are not legitimate reasons to request an operational spin change. Those change requests will be denied. When should you request a spin change? All spin changes must be requested before the invoice filing deadline for the FRN. You should notify USAC of your intent to change service providers as soon as the decision is made. You'll be asked for the proposed effective date when you submit the request. It's best to send the request before the change occurs so that USAC can process the request before the submission of any invoices from the new service provider. Once the request is received, USAC will make no additional payments on the FRN until the change is reviewed and either approved or denied. If denied, USAC will verify that additional invoices are for services rendered by the original service provider. As part of a spin change request, applicants must certify to the following. The spin change is allowed under all applicable state and local procurement rules and under the terms of the contract, if any, between the applicant and its original service provider. And the applicant has notified its original service provider of its intent to change service providers. If the original service provider is no longer in business, the applicant must certify that it attempted to notify the service provider but could not because the service provider is no longer able to be contacted. Select Next to continue to a guide to submitting a spin change request in RHC Connect, or return to Menu to select another post-commitment change.